Okay, good afternoon, everybody. I'm T.O. Hardeman, Democratic candidate for governor here in the state of Illinois. I ran for governor back in 2014 and secured close to 30% of the state vote back in 2014. I'm a different type of candidate, and I'm going to slow it down a little bit. My running mate, her name is Patricia Avery. She's the former president of the NAACP in Champaign-Urbana and a former county commissioner in central Illinois here. We're running for governor because we know, like everybody else knows, that the state of Illinois has a lot of issues that we're faced with. The Hardeman and Avery administration, we plan to work from the bottom up instead of the top down. We have a 2020 plan which represents the perfect vision for the good people here in Illinois. And just to tell you a little bit about myself, I'm the former director of Ceasefire Illinois. No, we have a lot of times I might use the word I, but I mean we. I just want to make that clear. I mean we, because there's no I can just do it by yourself. We need help from everybody. It's not so much about what the state can do for us individually. It's about what we can all do for the state as well. We all have to just work together. But we have a 2020 plan to deal with economic development in the state of Illinois, to deal with criminal justice reform. T.O. Hardeman, along with a lot of community activists in Chicago and nationwide, we have been on the front line for many years. Everything that took place in Chicago with Laquan McDonald, we made sure that Superintendent McCarthy was fired because of him withholding, concealing a homicide of a young African-American male, 17 years old, who was executed, which a lot of people know about that situation. We stood on the front line. We've done a lot of work in Peoria. During my career as a director of Ceasefire, Decatur, East St. Louis, Springfield, Champaign, Urbana. So we've done a whole lot of good work working with everybody all across the board on all levels. The reality within our 2020 plan also is to deal with serious criminal justice reform. Now, I'm a non-traditional candidate. I have to say this. I'm an African-American, born and raised in the heart of the ghetto, grew up in the Henry Hornet Projects on the west side of Chicago and the Avalon Park community on the south side of Chicago. And I know the criminal justice system a lot of ways. Okay, you know, my family members, you know, just growing up in the neighborhood, I've been around it, I understand it inside out. The reason I'm running for governor also to become the first African-American governor of the state of Illinois is because, you know, I just say this, a lot of people say, well, you know, you don't want to go there all the time. I'm not an angry brother, I want to make that clear, and it's okay to smile sometimes, all right? I trace my roots to a slave plantation in Louisiana. My ancestors worked in this country, you know, for many, many years, even centuries. So I'm running off the backs of my ancestors as well and all people. I would like to be the governor that's going to represent everybody and make sure that everybody has an equal opportunity at success in Illinois. Everybody, okay? So the thing is, in our 2020 plan, when you're talking about criminal justice reform, some people may not want to hear this, but I have to tell the truth. You're not going to reduce gun violence in the black community until black people unify, period. I say this based on numbers. I'm not just saying this. This is part of our 2020 plan. The reality in cities like Chicago, Peoria, Decatur, East St. Louis is that gun violence is an epidemic. I'm the former director of Ceasefire Illinois, but this is the thing. In Chicago right now, the homicide clearance rate is only 28%, which means people get away with homicide 72% of the time. And another thing that's going on, you have this code of silence in the community. Nobody wants to talk about what's going on the streets. So how can you intercept that type of culture and that lifestyle? When I used to run Ceasefire, homicides were down in Chicago by 30% when I used to run Ceasefire. That's because we hired the right people, credible messengers to go out and intercept conflicts on the front end and stop the shooting. The same model that people are using to organize against police brutality and excessive force, we need to implement the same model to stop the killings in our neighborhood. Imagine 10,000 African-American people in Chicago talking to them young brothers and sisters before they pull the trigger. So as your governor, I plan to command an audience with all these young guys in Chicago, Decatur, Peoria, East St. Louis, Champaign, Urbana, you know, Waukegan, North Chicago, and then roll our sleeves up and go to work and stop the killings once and for all. I plan to reduce killings in Chicago by 50% when I become the governor of the state of Illinois. Now, dealing with criminal justice, we have a serious situation here. We, because everybody talks about this issue of criminal justice reform because it hits the African-American community a little tougher than it hits other communities. But you do have white people and Hispanic people that are involved in the criminal justice system as well. So we don't want to overlook anybody that's dealing with this issue. But we make up 17% of the state population, but we make up over 60% of the prison population. So as your governor, in our 2020 plan, I plan to convert some of the minimum security penitentiaries into institutions of higher learning for nonviolent offenders and people that want to really get their lives on the right track. T.O. Hardeman, along with a lot of other people, former State Representative Eddie Watson, who's passed away, we actually worked hard with a team of people to close down TAM, Supermax Prison. We worked on that committee. I got a chance to visit Stateville Pontiac Prison, and I noticed how the inmates are locked down in their cells 23 hours a day. Now, the thing is this here. If you're a real violent offender, I understand if you got predatory type of behaviors, I understand being locked down. But if you're a nonviolent offender, you're locked up for drug offenses and everything like that, we have to work a little harder in the penitentiary systems to make sure when people are released, they can become productive members of society. So I must say this. I've worked with ex-offenders. When I was working with Ceasefire, I hired over 300 ex-offenders during that time, and a lot of those young men and women are doing real good today. So with criminal justice reform, I plan to really take a good look at what's going on in the Illinois Department of Corrections so we can reduce the recidivism rate here in Illinois. And now part of our 2020 plan also, and I just want to pause for a second to thank State Rep Booth for organizing this event along with all the sponsors as well, because this is a great opportunity for guys like myself and the other candidates to come out and present our platform. Now, part of our 2020 plan is supporting House Bill 453, which is the financial transaction tax. Nobody wants to talk about it, but that's a financial transaction tax on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, Chicago Board of Options, and the Chicago Board of Trade, which can bring in $3 billion in new revenue in the state of Illinois. I also support the progressive tax, which can bring in $2 billion in new revenue. So with $5 billion in new revenue in the state of Illinois, we can use those funds to actually set up some capital construction projects in central and southern Illinois so we can put people to work. We can also use some of those funds to support veterans, senior citizens, mental health facilities, college students. We have enough funds there to really build the state from the bottom up once again and make sure that we put all the working class people back to work and the poor people and the middle class people back to work. Now, I talk in different terms sometimes. I did some research, and I don't plan to bash nobody. That's not the kind of campaign I'm running, but I will say this. We only have 17 billionaires living in Illinois, and if all the billionaires would support one another, they would receive 17 votes. 17 votes. T.O. Hardeman and Patricia Avery, we represent the 99.9% of the working class, poor and middle class people of Illinois. I would like for everybody here today to think out of the box, take a look at supporting T.O. Hardeman for governor. I think the other candidates are some pretty good gentlemen, but T.O. Hardeman is running for governor sincerely. I ran in 2014. Our 2020 plan is real good. It's fail-proof for the state of Illinois as far as moving forward with criminal justice reform, moving forward in the area of economic development. And I have one more minute, then I'll just close with that. So with House Bill 453 and the progressive tax, what we can do is really raise the state back up and get everybody back to work here and make Illinois whole again. Also, our campaign is powered by the people. Your voice is our mission. Your voice is sincerely our mission. So that's my 10 minutes there, and then I have to take a couple of questions. Thank you all. All right. Here we go. All right. Yes, indeed.
Good afternoon. My name is Shama St. Louis. I am the Central Illinois organizer for the Peoria People's Project and the co-founder of Black Justice Peoria, or the founder, actually, of Black Justice Peoria. My question to you, you talked a lot about Chicago and the work that you've done to combat violence and things that are going on in Chicago, gun violence specifically. Mm. As it relates to Peoria, because blacks here in Peoria are being left behind, because our poverty rates are higher than whites, our education rates and our lack of education rates are higher than whites.
Yes.
And our unemployment rates are higher than whites. I would like to know what ideas or policies specifically can you implement in the Peoria area for black and brown communities that deal with economic and racial justice?
Good question. Okay. First and foremost, like I said earlier, too, I've done a lot of work in Peoria. My good friend Terry Burnside is here in the audience. The Porch family, I've done a lot of work in Peoria to reduce violence in some ways or another. I'm the guy that they used to call when I ran Ceasefire that would stop shootings on the front end. I'm the guy that they call when people are about to fire the shots and I go in there and I talk everybody down. That's another side I would have to show there. But this is the thing. When it comes to Peoria, Decatur, East St. Louis, what I plan to do is, Ceasefire is a public health model, but I have my own organization called Violence Interrupters Incorporated now. But as governor, I couldn't push my own organization. So what I would do is work with young men like Terry Burnside, and I would identify other organizations in the Peoria area that we can partner with and make sure that we have the right plan that's going to reduce the killings. And like I said this once before, I can't play with you because I'm running for office, but I don't want to just give you a real good sound bite. We will not stop the killings in the black community until black men organize and unify. I'm saying this based on numbers, and I know I mentioned Chicago, but let me say this to you. Peoria, I looked at the numbers in Peoria. I've looked at the numbers in Decatur and in East St. Louis and Champaign-Urbana. They do have some levels of violence there. So this is the thing. Over the last 25 years in Chicago, we've had an average of 450 to 800 homicides every year. So the reality is nothing has really, really changed. There's a failed war on drugs. That's why I'm in favor of decriminalizing marijuana, and I do support legalizing small amounts of recreational marijuana. And then I also plan as governor to commute sentences of people that were locked up for small amounts of marijuana crimes, okay? I just want to say that. And I'll pause for a minute and take that clap. I'll take that clap. Now, this is the thing here. Now, you're talking about racial injustice, okay? I'm the only candidate running for governor far as the head of the ticket. I experienced racism personally, but I don't hold it against nobody. I took my family on a vacation to, Memphis, Tennessee. We had to ride through Arkansas. There's a place called Benton, Arkansas. I stopped in a restaurant. The people never came back to wait on me, man. I sat there for 30 minutes. I'm like, look here, what's going on, right? So the moral of the story, I'm smiling now, but that was a serious situation. I had my kids with me, and they say, what, are we going to eat or not? I'm like, hey, I don't know what's going on. So I got up, I left it alone, you know, but that was a situation I dealt with, you know, firsthand. Now, when you're dealing with racial injustice, discrimination, the best thing the people in Illinois can do, and this is not ego. I'm a very humble servant of the people. I just want to make that clear. The best thing the people can do is vote T.O. Hardeman as governor. And I guarantee you we will take that bull by the horn and change it once and for all. It will never be the same. Because it's also been brought to my attention that women that work the same jobs that men work do not receive the same pay. I plan to change that overnight. The first 90 days of our administration, I'm going to make sure women are getting paid the same pay. It's unacceptable. It doesn't make any sense. So hopefully that answers your question to a degree, because I'm not going to play with you. I know from experience what it's going to take to stop the killings once and for all. Now, as far as Peoria, like I say, I'll partner with organizations, existing organizations, because that's why I say we want to work from the bottom up. I don't want to work from the top down. We have to respect everybody that's been working in Peoria and all over Central Illinois, because everybody has input. But racial, you know, injustice, I have a proven track record in dealing with that as well. Okay? Yeah, so one more question? I'll wrap it up? Okay, well, this is the thing. I need everybody to vote for T.O. Hardeman and Patricia Avery. We have a 2020 plan, which is fail-proof for everybody in Illinois. It includes everybody. We have, in our plan, it includes working with the veterans, economic development, working with the senior citizens, challenging the pharmaceutical companies, Medicare for everybody in Illinois, single-payer health care. We support that. We want to make sure we have 1.7 million people living in poverty in Illinois right now. 1.7 million. I plan to reduce that number by 30%. And also, we have close to 900,000 people uninsured. That's why I'm pushing for Medicare for everybody. That's very important. But I want you all to just think out of the box, look at a different type of candidate. I would like to go down in history as the first black governor of the state of Illinois, not just because I'm African-American, because I'm qualified. I'm qualified. I have a master's degree in inner city studies. I work with people from all walks of society. I mean that literally. I've sat on many boards out here on all various levels here in society, and we can make some serious changes from the bottom up, from the ground level, and make sure that people get taken care of. And with the financial transaction tax, we will definitely use those funds to rebuild East St. Louis. That's a city that I'm really interested in rebuilding, because East St. Louis, people have been promising the people down there renovation for almost 30 years, and nothing has changed. And I plan to appoint people as part of my administration to deal with racial injustice, criminal justice reform from all over the state of Illinois, and make sure we have the right people at the table to make the changes that are long, long lasting, and they will last forever. But my main goal and my main passion, as you can see, is to reduce the killings all throughout Illinois by 50%. And it can be done, because as a governor, I can command that audience. And then we'll make it happen. Then mothers will be happy to see their sons and daughters graduating from college instead of going to jail and being killed out here on the streets of Peoria and, you know, Chicago, places like that. So with that being said, I want to thank you all for listening to me. Peace. All right. All right. Okay. Thank you.